Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hybrid seed corn and nitrogen fertilizer are two advances that transformed farming in the 20th century, but they're also closely tied to some of today's major agricultural challenges, like soil erosion. Well, now members of two farm families are working to put a lighter touch on the landscape. Amy Mayer from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
This 1947 Ford tractor is the same age as its owner, Rob Fleming, who drove it as a teenager. Back then, his family's fields here in Carlisle, Iowa, just south of Des Moines, were lined with neat rows of corn. Not anymore.
So there's a 20-acre prairie right here, which is the first restoration, you might say.
Fleming's great-uncle, Henry A. Wallace, developed hybrid seed corn, a breeding system that produced uniform seeds and drastically increased production. Today, hybrid seed and its twin innovation of that bygone era, nitrogen fertilizer, are standard farming tools, but they come with drawbacks. The success of hybrid corn drove prices down. Nitrogen runoff pollutes waterways.
It seemed obvious to me that modern agricultural practices were potentially damaging to soil structure and soil health.
So Fleming decided to bring back the prairie and oak savanna, two native landscapes that all but disappeared from here during the 20th century's row crop explosion. Fleming says it's part of a shift away from today's conventional farming methods.
If you were to do some kind of a survey of the extended Wallace family, they would be in favor of sustainable agricultural generally.
Historian Tom Moraine says Henry A. Wallace found an advocate in another Iowa farmer, Roswell Garst. Garst convinced legions of Midwest farmers to embrace nitrogen fertilizer and sold Wallace's pioneer hybrid seeds far and wide.
It was Garst who had the boots on the ground and willing to go not quite door-to-door, but put the sales pitch into Pioneer Hybrid.
We're restoring about 1,500 acres of oak savanna. I think it's the biggest oak savanna restoration project in the state.
Elizabeth Garst, Roswell's granddaughter, drives us around the White Rock Conservancy, a land trust northwest of Des Moines created from Garst family holdings. In addition to restoration, White Rock tests and showcases sustainable practices.
This is as good a conservation farm as you will ever see.
It uses terraces on hillsides, grass waterways, and cover crops, all strategies intended to manage water, keep nutrients from flowing off fields, and prevent soil erosion. Her grandfather's philosophy was learn and innovate. One thing she's learned is that too much of his beloved nitrogen creates problems. Just look at the fertilizer runoff polluting drinking water supplies. Now, she wants to show farmers that sustainability and profit-making can go hand in hand.
We are conventional agriculture. We're not doing non-GMO. We're not organic. We're really trying to speak to conventional agriculture in Iowa, to the majority of farmers in Iowa.
In their day, both Henry A. Wallace and Roswell Garst did what they thought was best for farmers and the land. Today, their descendants are trying to do the same. Elizabeth Garst says her grandfather taught her not to wait around for someone else to do something.
You're an independent actor and you can do what you think is right. And that's a wonderful legacy to come from.
Even if it means undoing damage unintentionally caused by your predecessor's success. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Mayer.